By when does the Seder need to be concluded? We know that the Seder has to be conducted at night. The Rosh at the beginning of Arei Pesachim notes that you have to begin the Seder after nightfall. But when does the Seder have to be concluded by? People are sometimes used to saying that the Seder needs to be completed by halachic midnight, but we have to discuss a little bit more where this might come from and why the Seder might need to end at midnight. When you look at the Gemara Megillah and Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, you get the clear impression that you don't have until midnight to finish the Seder, that actually you can finish the Seder as late as you want. The Mishnah says that Davarish Mitzvah Sobalaila, a nighttime mitzvah, Kasher Kalalaila, you can do it all night. And the Gemara asks, what is this coming to add? Lasuye Achilas Pesachim. This is coming to explicitly include the conception of the Korban Pesach, which can be done all the way through till morning. Udalo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, rejecting the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Namely, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was of the view that the Korban Pesach had to be eaten by midnight, but the Mishnah rules against him and says that, in fact, you have all night. Why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say you have until midnight? So midnight is a critical time when discussing Yitziat Mitzrayim. Midnight was when Makat Bechorot happened. It's when the Egyptians were punished in a plague for their oppression of the Jews, and the Jewish people were doing the Korban Pesach at the same time or by the same time. And therefore, Blessed Ben Isaiah says that if Makat Bechorot was at midnight, the Korban Pesach also should be by midnight. And Bekiva says no. The other opinion, the majority opinion, the opinion that we seem to follow in the Mishnah and Megillah, is that in contrast, you have it all night do so. So who does the halacha follow? Does the halacha follow Rabbi Akiva that you have all night, or does it follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you have until midnight? To some extent, it's hard to tell, and part of why it's hard to tell is that the Gemara in Zvachim says that even Rabbi Akiva, who says that fundamentally and biblically you have all night to eat the Korban Pesach, even Rabbi Akiva might agree that rabbinically you should finish by midnight. We have a general principle that the Mishnah and Brachos teaches us, is that whenever we have a mitzvah at night, we're advised to do it by chatzos, by midnight, so that you don't fall asleep by accident. So practically, in the end of the day, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva might both agree that you have until midnight. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that biblically, that the biblical mitzvah expires at that time, and Rabbi Akiva says that rabbinically, it's a rabbinic protection. There is a debate as to whom exactly we follow in this particular halachic question. Tosfos and the Rambam disagree. Tosfos says, Nira de halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The halacha actually follows Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Deika stami ba'arvei pesachim. Tosfos says there are Mishnayos all over the Talmud that seem to support Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten by midnight. In contrast, the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach says that the truth of the matter is that we really have all night to eat it. In Torah, Shiyocho Kol Laila Ad Shiyala Amud HaShachar. According to Torah law, you really could eat the Korban Pesach all night. But rabbinically, Kedei L'Harchik Min HaAveira, you have until midnight. Again, when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, Tosfos and the Rambam are going to agree that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight. The only question is going to be whether that is a biblical law, Tosfos or Blessed Ben Azariah, or rabbinical law according to the Rambam. None of this is super relevant for us today because we're not eating a Korban Pesach, but what about matzah? Tosfos continues and says that if so, the matzah of the Afikoman have to be eaten by midnight as well. Now, you could give two explanations why matzah has to be eaten by midnight. One version of the Tosfot, the one that's found in Piskei Tosfot, says, "Debemakom Pesach Kai." We know that the Afikoman is designed to remind us of the Korban Pesach, and if the Korban Pesach has to be done by midnight, then surely the Afikoman, which parallels and reminds us of that, also needs to be done by midnight. So this is an easy sort of way to understand what we would say, and that would be that the Pesach is the only thing that has to be done by midnight based on the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the Matzah of Afikoman because it reminds us of the Korban Pesach. According to this view of the Piskei Tosfos, one of the views of the Tosfos, Safon has to be done by midnight because that reminds us of the Korban Pesach. Now there's another view cited by Tosfot, which actually works better with the Rambam than with Tosfos himself. And that is a different view, that the Afikoman has to be eaten by midnight because matzah b'zman hazeh d'oraisa. Tosfos says, you know what, maybe the matzah has to be eaten by midnight because, just like the Rabbi Akiva was saying, that all nighttime mitzvahs have to be eaten by midnight rabbinically to make sure that you eat it on time. So the matzah also has to be eaten by midnight for that reason, because it is a biblical mitzvah, and to make sure that we do it in the right time, we have to do it by midnight. This view of Tosafot is somewhat, you could challenge it on many domains. First of all, the Talmud never said that the matzah has to be eaten by midnight. Tosus is saying that there is a rabbinic stringency to eat it by midnight to make sure that you don't make a mistake and, you know, go to sleep. But this would be an invention of the Tosafist, because there's no place anywhere in the Talmud where the Talmud says explicitly that the matzah has to be eaten by midnight because of a rabbinic stringency, a rabbinic decree, lest you fall asleep. That's one reason why you could disagree with the Tosafist. Another reason why you could disagree with the Tosafot is that their argument is that the biblical mitzvah of matzah has to be fulfilled by midnight. Okay, but then maybe motzi matzah needs to be done by midnight. Namely, maybe the afikomen is just a recollection of the Pesach, but if your criteria to know which things have to be done by midnight is what's biblical, then maybe motzi matzah is when you do the mitzvah of matzah, and that has to be done by midnight. There's a famous machloket when the mitzvah of matzah is actually fulfilled, whether the mitzvah of matzah is fulfilled at motzi matzah or at afikomen. This Tosafot seems to be thinking that the real fulfillment of matzah has to be done by midnight, and that that is the afikomen. Now, the Rambam would have none of this. The Rambam writes in the laws of Chametz Matzah, Mitzvasa Kol HaLaila, that you can eat matzah all night. And the Rambam would tell you that no part of the Seder has to be done by midnight. In Israel, they only have one Seder. There's a lot of conversations they want to have at Magid, and they can't take half the conversations and wait till the second Seder. I think it's more common in Israel to sometimes not reach Tzafun by midnight. That is the view of the Rambam, that only the Korban Pesach has to be eaten by midnight. But Tosafot say no, the matzah Tzafun has to be eaten by midnight for one of two reasons. Either because the matzah reminds us of the mitzvah of the Pesach, which has to be done by midnight, or because matzah is de'oraisa. Tosafos concludes by saying that Hallel does not need to be done by midnight. However, the Ran disagrees. The Ran writes, Kevin shelo piskel an hilchasan keman, tzarech lizar shelo chol matzah mitzvahs shebelele pesachem achar chatzos. You have to eat matzah by midnight. He quotes a different view of the Tosafist, that it has to be done by midnight. The Rashba also has this version of Tosfot, that the Pesach has to be done by midnight, the matzah of Tzafon has to be done by midnight, and even the Hallel has to be done before midnight. And we understand that Hallel is a rabbinic mitzvah, but still, the rabbis were concerned that people might fall asleep if they don't do the mitzvah by midnight, and therefore that also needs to be done by midnight. The Shulchan Aruch paskins via zara le'achol kodem chatzos. It's a good idea to eat the matzah before chatzos. And then quotes the Ran, V'yakdim asmo shegam halal yikra kodem chatzos. The Rama says that really you should be saying halal before midnight as well. But what's interesting is that the Vilna Gaon says it's not actually the halal which needs to be done by midnight. It's actually kos dalad, the fourth cup. Remember that one of the rabbinic mitzvahs of the Seder is to have four cups of wine. And if that is a real obligation of the Seder, perhaps that obligation of the Seder also needs to be done by midnight. The Be'er Halacha even says that obviously, if you have a situation in which it was midnight came and you didn't do a mitzvah, you might do it after midnight, but the lechatchila you shouldn't do so. So to summarize, the Rambam says that only the Korban Pesach must be done by midnight, and that's only on a rabbinic level. One version of Tosfos says that we follow Blaz Ben Azariah, so the Pesach has to be done by midnight, plus the matzah, because the matzah reminds us of the Pesach. Then the Ran and the Rashba add Hallel, probably because also the Hallel is one of the mitzvahs of the night. And the Vilna Gaon adds the fourth cup. One final question relates to the Haggadah. Rabbi Soloveitchik asks that there's a question about whether the Haggadah also has to be done that night, or whether it has to be all night, or whether it's done by midnight. And he notes that at the beginning of the Seder, we have the story of the Seder in Bnei Brak, in which Rav Elazar ben Azariah was at the Seder talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim all night. And he asks, why would that be? Because Rav Elazar ben Azariah was the one who said that the Pesach has to be eaten by midnight. Why is the Haggadah being done the whole night? And Rabbi Soloveitchik answered that you see that it looks as though that there's two aspects to the Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, and that even if part of the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim, the part of the story that must be done, Sheyesh Pesach Matzah Mar Munachim Lefanecha, that part of the story, the Magid part, has to be done when the Matzah Mar are there, but there might be other aspects of telling the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim that apply all night. In the end of the day, this question is mostly theoretical. Almost everybody who does their Seder is going to be doing Magid before they even get to the Matzah, and therefore Magid is clearly going to be concluded by midnight. And that's more an academic or a theoretical question about whether Magid has to be done by midnight, but I'm not aware of anybody ever being in a situation in which they weren't sure whether Magid needed to be done by, whether they were coming close to midnight, and they didn't know if they had concluded Magid. When all the dust settles, for Ashkenazic Jews, it's very hard not to follow the Tosafos. And since the Tosafos said that Tzafu and the Afikomen has to be done by midnight, it's very hard to say that that is not a requirement. For one reason or the other, either because Matzah is D'oraisa and we have to protect it by making a decree to do it before midnight so you don't fall asleep, or because Matzah reminds us of the Pesach, which had to be by midnight. But it's very hard to claim that the matzah doesn't have to be done by midnight, and therefore Ashkenazic Jews really need to do whatever they need to do, cut down on Shulchan Aruch, skip the four sons or something to make sure that the Afikomen is consumed by halachic midnight. Well, oftentimes that's after the clock turns 12. Halachic midnight is usually later than that, but for Ashkenazim, matzah needs to be done by then fairly clearly. As far as Barei Challah on the fourth cup, I think it's something that one really should be stringent about. The Ramah, said that one should really try to say Hallel by midnight. And again, I think that in most cases, you have the ability to reach Hallel on the fourth cup by midnight. Maybe it means you have to cut out the dessert. Everybody eats so much at the Seder anyway, you don't even need the dessert. Or cut out the soup. But again, everybody eats so much at the Seder, you don't really need the soup. You cut out a course of Shulchan Aruch, or maybe you clear the table after Hallel. But remember that after the Afikomen is done, there's the recitation of Rikat HaMazon, which is not the longest part of the Seder, and then Hallel. And I think to the extent possible, it would be an appropriate thing to do for the reasons that we've been saying, that the Hallel is a mitzvah, and we try to do all mitzvahs by midnight. I would even go one step further and note that there seems to be a relationship between the recitation of Hallel and the consumption of the Korban Pesach. The Gemara in Pesachim says that the Jewish people sang Hallel while they offered the Korban Pesach, which implies that the Hallel has a special link with that Korban. And the only night where we say Hallel at night in the Seder is also the night which is really defined by the Korban Pesach. And part of me wonders whether Hallel should be by midnight, because just like the Afikoman reminds us of the Exodus of Egypt and that Korban Pesach that our ancestors ate and that they had to eat it by midnight according to Blaz Ben Azariah, so too the Hallel also is reminding us of the experience that our ancestors had. They would have been reciting the Hallel even earlier on while they were eating the Pesach, while they were going through the experience of the meal. And therefore, perhaps we as well should also try to do what we need to do, plan our Seder accordingly, to make sure that Hallel and also the fourth cup are both completed before the time of halachic midnight.